السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. وقال تعالى: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. First and foremost, we make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for having given us this great chance and opportunity to be here in this Nurani Majlis. Brothers, we will only realize the value of these gatherings when our eyes will close. Then we will realize how important these gatherings were and how valuable they were. There are many people, they are busy with their businesses. Allah Ta'ala give them barakat in their business. And they are busy with whatever they may be doing. But make a lot of shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, Ya Allah, you called us here in this gathering, in this majlis here. And Ya Allah, it is through your fazal and grace that we have gathered here. Brothers, my example here, sitting amongst, you know, this is how Hazrat Maulana Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, I was just telling Maulana Noman, we were coming. So Maulana Noman Sallamahu, my son, I was telling him, Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali, in one of his bayan on jihad, he mentioned that there were few thieves, you know, robbers. They were doing their work, so they gathered in one town, and then they decided, where are we going to sleep the night? So they said, okay, let's go to the masjid. The people of that masjid thought, no, it's not Jamaat came here. Now the Jamaat came, so the people of the masjid entertained them. But there was nothing like that, they just made their namaz. They knew that it is namaz, you have to make namaz. They noticed that in the masjid there was one, that Imam Sahib has his one son. And that son, he was paralyzed. In the morning, when these people were, before they could leave the masjid, so the Imam Sahib, what he did, he took the water of these people, from these people's water bags, and he washed the feet of his son, and he washed the hands of his son. And those people left. Allah Ta'ala did it such that this person, this boy, Allah Ta'ala gave him shifa. Who came? A person that came, he was from amongst the, you know, robbers and thieves. Now they went back doing the same thing. They went and they started looting people. They came, they said, let's go now, we are very comfortable there, let's go back there. They came back there. So they find that the boy is now 100%. How did the boy, you know, get, you know? So no, it is your people's barakat. Imam Sahib said, no, your people's barakat. And he got more ataqad on them. He got more ataqad on them, that they are really Allah walas. Then Allah Ta'ala gave them the realization that, you know what we were doing? Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opened their eyes for them. They made a lot of tawbah. And they said, no, we were robbers. They said, no, you can't be robbers. You people came, you are a jamaat. So you know, when I come here and I'm sitting here, I also feel like one person who is like that. But Allah alone knows, you know, it is somebody's husn-e zan, you know, and somebody's, the word zan must be said properly. Maulana, you say husn-e zan, so thinking about, so husn-e zan is to think good about somebody. And if you say husn-e zan with za, then it means a beautiful wife. So anyway, make dua for me. Allah Ta'ala give me the sincerity to talk with ikhlas and to share some, you know, what we have said by the Buzrugan Adin. We are just in the, you know, in between. Our example is like a postman. The postman, his work is to take the post and go and deliver it. But also the postman has to be amanatdar. Otherwise you'll find that we used to be in India in those days and the money used to come in the... So these people know that iske andar phone rakhe hue. And they knew that there is drafts in here. See, if the fellow took it out, then there's a problem for us. So the postman has to be amanatdar. So this is what Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also mentioned. Rubba muballaghin aw aamin saami'in. The person who heard, but to who it is being transmitted, they are more reliable, they are more mature in mind than, if you understand. So inshallah ta'ala. Our Hazrat Mawlana Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, he is the Khalifa of Hazrat Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali, Hazrat Mawlana Ashraf Ali, Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali. Brother mentioned that I am the Khalifa of Mawlana Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. I would like to make it clear that is not the fact. Yes, I am the Khadim of Hazrat, I have got ijazat from Hazrat Mawlana Haji Muhammad Farooq Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. To is baat ko saaf karna chahiye. Another thing is that our Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali, Mawlana Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, many a times in his talks he used to mention, and in these so many stories he used to mention. One day he mentioned the story of one, you know, the taluq. Now what it is actually, we have come here to make taluq with our mashaykh. We have come here to make taluq with Hazrat Mawlana Abdul Hamid Sahib, and he is here. And you find that the Shaykh, he has a special tawajjuh upon the Murideen. And upon those who have come to him, he has got a special link. And this link is not any ordinary link. This link goes right from here, it goes right up to Rasulullah Pak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and this link continues up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it is a very, very silsilat al-zahabi, it is a very, very golden chain. Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali mentioned that two murids came by the Shaykh and they said, we want to make your khidmat. Said, yeah, stay here, make a khidmat. Remind me also when I went once in between to Jalalabad, so I said to the whoever was the Khadim was there, I said, you know what, this 1 month, do me a favor, I will stay with Hazrat, you take off. He got very happy that he's getting off, you know. So, but I said, one shart, they don't put any bedding for me. Just put simple chatai for me. So, sir, put a simple chatai for me. So every time Hazrat just wakes up, I was very, very conscious that Hazrat mustn't, you know, the moment he wakes up, I must be up before him. So, Hazrat gets up, and Hazrat khairiyat se kisi cheez ki zarurat. He said, nahi, mujhe khasi aa rahi, or something like that. Acha. Then 2-3 times it happened like that. He said, MashaAllah, auron ko to mujhe jagana padta hai, aap khud jaag jate hai. Now came Fajr time, and then before Hazrat Mamul was that he used to wake up, and that his mamul was a constant mamul. Not that, you know, all the Buzrugan-e-Din, they have their own mamulat. Some Buzrugan-e-Din in Ramadan al-Mubarak, they will increase the tilawat of the Qur'an, or they will increase the azkar and so forth. But Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali used to tell us, ke in Ramadan al-Mubarak, you must increase your recitation of the Qur'an. Fahasbe taqat wa sahat. These two things, fahasbe sahat wa himmat. This is to tell us that you, according to your himmat and according to your health, you must increase the recitation of the Qur'an, because this is a special ta'alluq in Ramadan with the Qur'an-e-Pak. So, he used to, and how he used to read the Quran Sharif also. He had a special pillow. Hazrat Maulana Abrarul Haq Sahab Rahmatullah, Hazrat Maulana Abrarul Haq Sahab Rahmatullah Ali, once he came to Zinto, he asked me, Hazrat ka kya maamul tha, kis tarah Quran Pak, kis cheez ke upar rakhte the. I told him, Hazrat ka maamul ye tha ki Quran Pak ko ek takiya hota tha, aur us takiya sirf isi ke liye hota tha. I said, it was only specifically for this, not for anything else, just for placing the Quran Sharif. And Hazrat's way of sitting also in the dars whilst he's teaching, if he is teaching for 3 hours or for how long, he will never change his position. He will just sit at one posture only. So this was his, you know, say his karamat, or his, you know, his mujahada, or his azmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his azmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that he used to sit in this way. And so he reads his Quran Sharif and then makes the zikr. Then he showed me how to make the zikr. He said, bhai, is tarah zikr karna, ke la ilaha illallah. How to make the zikr? So I said, zor se zikr karna. I'm sitting in front, he's sitting in the back, and he's doing his zikr, he's doing his tilawat, and so forth. After that, Hazrat told me, aap wahan se aaye, itne saare paise kharch kiye, kyun itne paise kharch kiye? So the answer was given. I said, Hazrat, aapka chehra dekh liya, bas paise usul ho gaye. Hazrat, aapka paisa, aapka chehra sirf dekh liya, paise usul ho gaye. I only saw your face, my money is all, you know, it's all, alhamdulillah, it's all counted for now, everything is paid for. Hazrat got very, very happy, and he mentioned this in the majlis to all those that were there, that look, dekho bhai, ye kis tarike se. And then he used to call me Meetha. No, he used to call me Usman Meetha. So I was mentioning that you must remember that when a sheikh got taluk with his muridin, so Hazrat mentioned that Hazrat Haji, Hazrat Maulana Qasim Nanuti Rahmatullah Ali used to say ke sheikh ko tarra hona chahiye, sheikh ko tarra hona chahiye. That means with his own khas, he must be firm with them. He must not leave them on the loose end. Khawas, jo are special, then he must be firm on them. So this I noticed with Hazrat also, that with everybody he used to be very, very cool, very kind, very, very lenient. But those that were very close to him, oh, they now, they used to really be grilled. You understand when I use the word grilled? That why? To chicken is not grilled, it's not tasty. If chicken is not grilled, it's not tasty. So then he used to make sure that you grill properly. So anyway, Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali used to, he was firm. Once I was sitting in the day in the Majlis Khana, and everybody was sitting. Now, it's normally our habit that we have our pants, you know, our pants are above our ankles, our pajama is above our ankles. But sometimes when you're sitting and wake up, then suddenly it is gone down. He who noticed me, say, ab tak aapko iska khyal aur shoor nahi hai, ki aapka pajama takhno se kis tarah niche chala gaya. Now not with anybody else, whereas with others, sometimes some outsiders used to come, sometimes old people used to come to him, and say, bhai, kahan se aaye? Hazrat, fala jagah se aaya hoon. آپ سے دعا کرانے کے لیے. دعا کرانے کے لیے کیوں؟ آٹا نے کہا آپ نے وہ جواب وہ کارڈ نہیں کیوں لکھ دیا؟ وائی ڈیڈ یو رائٹ می اے لیٹر ٹو سے مس میک دعا؟ وائی ٹوک آل دا ٹربل فرام دی؟ یو تھنک آئی وڈ ناٹ ہیو میک دعا فور یو؟ ہی کوڈ ناٹ ٹالریٹ پیپلس تکلیف. دیٹ از ہاؤ ہی واز. ہی کوڈ ناٹ ٹالریٹ پیپلس تکلیف, ہاؤ دا پیپل, یو نو. اینڈ دیٹ واز ہز ڈے اینڈ نائٹ. ہیز, یو نو, ہی واز آلویز دیٹ لک. One day whilst I was there, I remember, it was the time when there was between Bangladesh formed, that was East Pakistan that time. So a lot of Muslims became shaheed. So I told Hazrat, main to ghar ja raha hoon, log mujhse maloom karenge ki wahan Hindustan mein kya cheez sasti hai, main kahunga musalmanon ka khoon. I said that the blood of the Muslims is cheap. تو حضرت سے ہاں جو کسی وقت رنگ لائے گا جو کسی وقت رنگ لائے, which will show its color. It's cheap. If you're thinking it's cheap, so definitely it's not in here, but in the hereafter, it must show its color, inshallah ta'ala. So جو بھی شہید ہوتا ہے اللہ سبحانہ وتعالی کی راہ میں. And the shahadat of, you know, those people who are making mujahada, Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali used to always mention this, that, you know, this jihad, this sahaba were coming back, returning from jihad. So then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, رَجَعْنَا مِنَ الْجِهَادِ الْأَصْغَرِ إِلَى الْجِهَادِ الْأَكْبَرِ, that we have returned from the small jihad to a great jihad. What is a great jihad? The great jihad is the same jihad where we have 24 hours, we're going against our naf. Hazrat mentions the story of one person, one buzrug. Every time he's, you know, he's making dua and saying, yeah, Allah Ta'ala must make me shaheed. You know, I must just get shahadat. So one day he's thinking, why am I making this dua for shahadat? See, I realize now, I am all the time, I'm crushing my nafs. All the time I'm crushing and I'm not following my nafs. So my nafs is tired of me now. So now for my nafs, it's easier to die than to stay alive and get this, shahadat. The shahadat is easy. So brothers, you know what happens? The more the life Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us, the longer the life that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us. So you must remember that is a very great blessing. Very great blessing. Once one old lady in the family, I made dua for her, Allah ta'ala tamari umar bo lambi kare. So the other lady is sitting there, hunkara ta me bad dua karo si one now. So why are you making, you know, are you cursing her? I said, no, I'm making dua for her. She said, no, as it is, she is suffering. She's gone old. You're still making dua that she must stay longer. So it is happens, you know, we get, but you must remember that every moment of our life that we stay in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that one moment that we have read one namaz, that one Allah we have made, how valuable that time is in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So don't make tamanna of, you know, dying early and, you know, I must become shaheed and this. Shaheed, you'll get shaheed. Yes, ask for shahadat. But don't say that a certain time. Don't ask for a time frame. So, this person always, you know, I must become. Two people, you know, passed away. One, and two people accepted Islam together. One of them passed away after 1 year. So somebody among the Sahaba Kiram comes and tells her, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I saw these two people, these who passed away, but the one who passed away after 1 year, he is first in Jannat. The one who passed away after 1 year is first in Jannat. So yeah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, don't you know that his 1 year he made 1 year fasting, 1 year all the ibadah that he made, the salah that he made, all the things that, you know, the zikr that he made, what do you think that is going to go for, you know, is going to go void, is going to go, is of no avail? No, it's definitely be of very, very valuable. So from here we come to know the value of our time. Our time is very, very, very. Don't let it be that we live long lives, but our lives are of no, you know, of, you know, that we have lived long lives, but we have not made them productive. Short lives, but make them very productive. You know, you find now this thing takes place, this load shedding. So now how the people, they make sure that how in this load shedding also, we can make things productive. How we can work around that, you know, around the times of the load shedding. So like that also for a believer, for a mu'min, every moment of his life is very, very, very valuable. So anyway, I was coming to that one waqiyah of that two people came to that buzrug, and these two people became bad, and they said, yeah, we want to make khidmat of Hazrat. So they started making khidmat of Hazrat. One day Hazrat said, kheer khane ko ji cha raha hai. I feel like eating kheer. Today we want to eat kheer only when somebody, you know, is gone. So somebody gets very sick. You say, bhai, any kheer khata khata apne, apne vachi gaya. So anyway, जी चाहता है, खीर खाने को जी चाहता है. हजरत क्या बात है, हम बना लेंगे. वे दे हैव टू टेक आउट मनी फ्रॉम देयर ओन पॉकेट्स. इट वॉज कॉल्ड हजरत मनी. सो दे टुक द मनी, दे वेंट एंड बॉट द मिल्क, दे कॉट द राइस एंड दे स्टार्टेड स्टिरिंग द पॉट्स एंड दे मेड द मेकिंग द खीर. एज दे मेकिंग द खीर, वन इज टेस्टिंग, द अदर वन इज टेस्टिंग. नाउ टेस्टिंग इज समथिंग एल्स. यू नो व्हेन अ पर्सन इज फास्टिंग, व्हेन इज फास्टिंग, then in the fast you are allowed to taste, but not, must not go down, just on the, that to when? For two people. One is if the person is employed by somebody, now you know, is going to cooking at there or something, now a few hundred people are going to cook and everybody is fasting, now that pot is going to be, you know, if that pot is going to be gone, you know, if that salt and all is not right, so he's allowed to taste, yes, because he's responsible for the whole pot. Then for the wife, if the husband is very hot-headed, then she is allowed to just taste. You know, otherwise it mustn't happen that he, you know, before he's fast, now he's come and take off with me that and see. So anyway, they're making the kheer, and they, as they're carrying on, I think good portion of it, they ate up. Came and brought it to Hazrat. Hazrat kheer pak gayi. MashaAllah, lie. Hazrat tasted the thing. Bhai, isme se chori ki bu aa rahi. Isme se chori ki bu aa rahi. So they're saying, brother, aur to koi nahi tha aapke. Nobody else was here. What kind, you know, nobody stole from here. Say, nahi, mujhe to isme se chori ki bu aa rahi. Now, Ahlullah, the pious people don't underestimate lot of things, you know, you just think, hey, you know what? Min janibillah. These are from the mukashifat. Happens to ordinary people, but especially with the Ahlullah, because of the cleanliness of their hearts, because of the cleanliness of the hearts, what you find that, you'll find that many at the time, like Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala says, we came in the presence of Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala. When he came in the presence of Usman radiallahu ta'ala, then he said, what's wrong with the people that I see that there is zina in their eyes? What is wrong that... So they asked a question, that is there still wahi after nubuwat? Is there still wahi after, you know, after the prophethood? Is there still this wahi coming? Is there still revelations coming? How did you come to know? They said, ittaqu firasat al-mu'min. Fear the firasat of a mu'min. That is why it was my habit, and especially when you go before the awliya Allah, make sure don't go without wuzu. Don't go without wuzu. Make a lot of istighfar and then go. Always. And I know when we were, you know, one buzurg, Imam Jazari rahmatullah alayhi, said about him that the students used to come very, very early. In fact, the late part of the night before, you know, tahajjud time, they all came and all, and what they will come and sit and do, they want to read first. They are the Qiraat, they want to start. So what he used to do, as soon as then he comes, then he said, فَلْيَقْرَيْ الْأَوَّلِ. The one who came first, he must pick the Qiraat. One day one student came away, but he needed to make a husle janabat. Maybe he had ihtilam, he had, you know, a wet dream. So what he did, he just came away to the class, and he came and sat down. The same thing happened to our Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi also, that one day one student came, you know, and want to make musafa. He didn't make shake hand with him. He said, husl karke jao. So anyway, this student of his came. So that day he said, fal yaqra'is sani. So all the surprise, what happened? Where is that? Sakhidi. Why Hazrat? Then that one student realized, you know why Hazrat came to know. Now don't think now, don't get me wrong, this is not ilm al-ghaib. This is not the knowledge of the unseen. It's a very big difference between the knowledge of the unseen and these are the mukashafat. That is something Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspires them and shows them. It's a very big difference. You understand? Otherwise people will think, now Hazrat ko sab kuch malum ho jata hai. Like that one Buzruk, he went to Banavati Peer. He went to the house and you know the husband was very, very impressed. So Hazrat, aaj to Hazrat can read namaz in Makkah Sharif or Madina Sharif, and he can see one dog there in the Kaaba Sharif. Maulana nahi sunaya tha. So phir, when the food came for everybody, so what the wife said, that I'm going to place Hazrat's meat and all at the bottom and put the rice on top. And for everybody else, the rice was at the bottom and the meat was on top. Now Hazrat is looking at it. Hamara gosht kahan hai? Bia, kambakht, bia adab, gustakh. Say Hazrat, she's shouting from the, aap to haram sharif mein kudda dekh sakte. Aapne jo plate ke niche jo gosht hai, wo nahi dekh sakte. So anyway, when he said that, immediately he ran, he made his ghusl and he came back. Then, when he came back, the first had finished, now he said, فَلْيَقْرَئِ الْأَوَّلِ. Now the one who came first, he must read, then that person read. So we find this type of incidents in the lives of our Akabirin. And when these types of things take place, why it happens is because of the very closeness of to Huzur Pak, to firstly to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, their hearts through the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and through a lot of mujahida, and through a lot of ta'alluq ma'allah, their hearts have become such that things become transparent. A lot of things become transparent for them. So this buzrug here, he said, mujhe to isme se chori ki bu aa rahi hai. Yahan to koi. Say, socho bhai. Socho. Koi to nahi aaya tha. अच्छा हमने ही चखा था हमने ही we only tasted from हमने यही तो मैं कह रहा हूँ यही तो मैं कह रहा हूँ this is what I'm saying. अच्छा इसका कोई तदारुक होना चाहिए. Now here also don't leave, must grill the ones. But Maulana, I'm not telling you to do that. Aap shafqat se kaam lijiye. Warna sab bhaag jayenge. Woh zaman Hazrat ka farmaya karte the ki woh zaman ab gaya. Ke pehle zamane mein is tarah karte the, woh zaman ab gaya. Ab to woh zamana nahi raha. Barhal, this सर इसका क्या आप लोगों को कि इसके क्या सजा होना चाहिए. अच्छा इसकी सजा यह है कि तुम दोनों जो है धूप में खड़े हो जाओ. स्टैंड इन द सन. ऑल द एनर्जी दैट यू गॉट फ्रॉम दैट खीर, ऑल दैट एनर्जी मस्ट कम आउट. वट एवर एनर्जी हैज बीन गैदर्ड, लेट ऑल दैट उसको निकाल दो भाई. हाउ द पसीना पसीना निकला, खूब पसीना निकला. आफ्टर ऑल दैट एनर्जी केम आउट. अदर सर अच्छा. Then he called the atibba. He called those people who... See, bhai, iska muazina lagao, itana jo pasina nikala, that sweat which came out, how much of sweat, how much of blood it takes to make that amount of sweat? How much of blood must have been used to make that amount of sweat? So they gave some this thing that looked so many, whatever it is, milliliters or something. Acha, call by Hajjam ko bulao. Call the fellow who draws out blood. He says, acha, isko kaho ab mera itna khoon nikal lo. Tum logon ne ye mujahida kya? Bas main apni taraf se itna khoon nikal leta hu. So we find that in those days, by the Ahlullah, they were very, very cautious. And then another thing, our Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali, he had a habit. Say, bhai, har cheez ke andar puri puri tahqeeq honi chahiye. People come and tell him something, he will not take the word. You know, normally we find that somebody comes and tell us about, you know, falani yukaha. So Hazrat won't just accept also. Until and unless he has verified that. Like Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah Alayhi, one day his own wife, there was some work, repair work carrying on in the house. So she said, Mistri ji ne ye theek nahi kiya. She complained against the builder. She said, "Acha, theek hai." The next day he called, "Mistri ji, ajao ya." She sat in the parda. He said, "Bhai, ye meri ahliya yo keh rahi ki bhai, ye theek nahi. So he said, "Nahi bhai, ye to maine theek kar liya hai. Ye bhi theek kar liya hai. So now in front of her, is everything is 100%. And she got no answer. Then she is telling him, "Ki tumne tumhari fazihat kar di. Aapne to meri fazihat kar di." He said, "Maine tumhari fazihat nahi ki, maine tumhe nasihat ki. I didn't disgrace you. I gave you nasihat. That you gave me a complaint, I had to verify that complaint." So therefore it is very, very important. Children come, whoever come into our, you know, this thing. These type of, Hazrat sometimes, you know, in, like these type of incidents, and you know, through these waqiyat, like how Maulana Rumi Rahmatullah Ali used to give one waqiyah, and then he says, "Isme ye sabak milta hai," you know, this lesson comes out from there. So one day Hazrat mentioned that some people came to one buzrug. So Hazrat, "We are going on safar, make dua for us." Acha, Allah Ta'ala safar asa. Make some, give us some nasihat. So, kya nasihat do? So remember when there is Hazrat, sometimes they say, don't force. Don't force for nasihat. He say, "But is waqt to koi baat nahi. Yeah, zarur aap nasihat kijiye." Put it down. Acha, hathi ka gosht mat khana. Don't eat the elephant's meat. Now if you came to me and you asked me for some advice, I tell you, "Don't eat elephant's meat." You say, "Bhai, you are right in your head." So don't eat. Then this is a nasihat that Hazrat gave, that hathi ka gosht mat khana. Acha. Now they are leaving. On the way, they lost track. Now they were in the fields, in the jungles. Now whilst in the jungles, night came, they are hungry. The next day, 2-3 days passed like that. Now they are extremely hungry and they lost the way. So what should we do? Then they are extremely hungry. Just then an elephant's baby came with them. So there were about 5 of them, 4 of them decided, "You know what, we'll slaughter this and we'll eat this." The 5th one said, "You know what, Hazrat said we must not eat the meat of this elephant." You know what Hazrat knows too, he just said such a thing. Where he knew that we are going to be in this plight. Acha. 4 of them, what they did? They made the roast there, they ate the meat. This one didn't eat at all, that one. He was strict on the shaykhs. You know, nasihat. He followed the shaykhs, nasihat. Well, I also realize that whenever Hazrat gave me some advices, and if I had to go against his advice, then it's in my own experience also that I suffered many losses. I'm saying you because the importance, you know, of this majlis, there's nothing to hide here. I also suffered a loss because I did not adhere by his advice. So therefore, we need to, one of the advice that he used to give, people used to ask Hazrat, you know, "Give us advice about, we want to do certain thing in partnership." So he wrote to me, "Ba'adam shirkat," without any partnership. Carry on whatever you're doing, even small, but without any partnership. Sometimes you will find that, you know, certain things, you know, especially if you are young, and you're always thinking money. Time comes upon every person, you know, in his youth. So it happened to me also. I'm saying that, look, and I went into this and I suffered some very great loss. And I attribute that I did not follow my Hazrat's advice. I did not follow my Hazrat's advice. Anyway, once also I was teaching in the madrasa, then he gave me advice. What was the advice? I said, Hazrat, I am teaching. I have got enough money. I don't need any money from the Jamaat. They are paying me. But you give me advice that I want to teach free, fi sabilillah. And I used to wait for his reply. His reply came. So he replied that, وہ اگر آپ کی تنخواہ میں اضافہ کر دے تو اضافہ بھی قبول کر لینا. وہ اگر آپ کی تمہارا وہ, that was his advice. If they increase your money also, you must take the increase too. So from that time I said, no, alhamdulillah, up till now whatever increase I get, I make shukar. That was his advice to me. It's not for everybody else, but it is specifically for me that he gave me this advice. So, you know, I am just sharing some of the things that I had, that I heard from him. Myself, I was weak, you know, and I had undergone some, how I became actually weak also, is that, you know, you get this wheels of the train, they use for bodybuilding. So I said, no, let me try that. So I started that. Now we up and down, you know. After a few days, cutting it short, something is in my chest, something is shaking about. What's inside my chest and shaking, you know, dangling? As other things, he told me, all right, go and get an X-ray done. When they told me, the doctor told me, but your lung is collapsed. Your lung is collapsed. And the Hazrat told me, "Acha, ab chale jaye makan. And when you're 100% well, then you must come back." Alhamdulillah, I went home and I came back and I continued my studies. After that, sometimes, you know, I wanted to fast certain awful fast. He told me, "No, aap na rakhe. Aap na rakhe." Now this is not a general thing, but for me, he told me, he knew my condition. Then I replied to him, Hazrat, aapne jo jawab diya, to main samajhta hoon ke shaykh ki shafqat talib ki himmat se zyada, shaykh ki shafqat jo hai talib ki himmat se zyada, ki himmat se zyada behtar hai. The shafqat and the kindness of the shaykh is much greater than the himmat and the, you know, the from the murid side. He may have a lot of jazba to do something, but if the shaykh gives an advice, by so jao to so jao. You remember that. So anyway, coming back to the story of that elephant story, these four people, they ate that and they were sleeping. This one person, he didn't eat. Now the mother elephant comes. The mother elephant comes and now coming around. Hazrat now mentioned, you know, I was talking of tahqeeq. Didn't come and kill everybody. What it made? Tahqeeq. Made investigation. What was the investigation? Came and smelled each person's mouth. Smell this one's mouth? Yes, I can get the smell of the meat on here. She trampled that person, put his foot on his skull and killed him. Kill all four like that. This person was there too. He knew that now it's my turn. She came smelling. She was satisfied that this person didn't eat the meat. So carried this person with a trunk, put him in the back and took him out of the jungles and led him to the to the place where he could find this thing. So we must remember that in our life, with our attachment to our mashayikh, whoever we are with, take the advice, follow the advice always. Sometimes you may think that when he's giving you But one thing you must bear in mind, when it comes to matters of deen and all that, take advice from your mashayikh. But when it comes to haqq and huquq, your parents. Hazrat mentioned that. Many times people forget everything is our shaykh and they forget their parents. Hazrat was very, very particular about that. No, my bab, your mother and father, you show them your rights, you understand? But on the other hand, when it comes to the matters of your deen, then you must remember that you need to draw a distinction between the both of them, that who and where, you understand? So, another thing in his life, Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali, as I said, that there was always this, that complete tawazu. Tawazu was to such, alhamdulillah, I'm not alone in this. Maulana Hussain is here, Maulana Amiji is here, they are all witness to this, they stay there, and Maulana Ayub, also we, they are always in Jalalabad, they have seen Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali's kindness, they have seen his softness, how he was, how, and how much of tawazu he had. So much of tawazu and so much of kindness he had in him, that nobody must ever get any takleef. Apni taraf se, apni zaat se kisi ko takleef na pohchao. And he used to always say, suluk mein awwal qadam. Suluk mein awwal qadam kya hai? Awwal qadam hai fanaiyat. He say, baz aur silsilo mein, in other silsila, that's the last qadam. Lekin hamari ya chishtiya mein, suluk mein awwal qadam hai fanaiyat. Apne aap ko, you know, to eliminate ourselves, to annihilate ourselves, that is the first step. Without that, you say, ek kadam bhi aage nahi badhoge. You will not be able to this thing. So therefore, have no pride of whatever our achievements, have no pride of our ibadat. What must we have pride about anything? If a person has got pride about anything, and don't look down upon anybody. Never ever look down, never underestimate. These are his teachings, that if you're going to underestimate somebody, say, na to kisi ki takhir ho, na kisi ki tanqis ho, must not do all these things. Don't make hiqarat of anybody. One day he said, yaha tak ke apne aap ko khinzir aur kutto se bhi acha na samjho. Don't think yourself that better than some pig and some dog. I only realized then when he said, you know why? He said, bhai kal iske anjaam, what is going to happen on the day of qiyamah? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make hisab. If we are not forgiven, Allah Ta'ala forgive all of us. And Allah Ta'ala give each and every mu'min, Allah Ta'ala grant them Jannat al-Firdaus. But these dogs and these animals, then in one riwayat I saw, that ye makhi jo hai ni makhi, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned, ke iski umar se hai 40 din. Iski umar, for 40 days it will live. And after that, Allah Ta'ala will put it in Jahannam. Iske baad ye, so they say, Jahannam mein kyun jayegi bhai? They say, Jahannam yo ko iza dene ke liye. Jahannam yo ko iza dene ke liye, to trouble the people of Jahannam. Like how you find one king, his minister, one alim came to him. And just that time, the flies were troubling him. So the king is asking that, minister, why is this flies, you know, troubling us so much? He's saying, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has to take your pride out of you. To take your pride out of you, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created these flies. So these dogs, these animals, when the kuffar, when they will notice that they have all been turned to dust and sand, now the hisab is finished and everything in the river, badala is taken from them, now they all will be turned into dust and sand. Now they will realize, Ya laytani kuntu turaba. How nice if I was also like that, I would have been turned into, if I was a pig, then I would have also been turned into dust. So therefore never ever regard ourselves as anybody or anybody superior than anybody. Tomorrow we don't know who is what. I was reading one incident about one person, actually two people came to one pandit, two came to one pandit in one mandir. They came to that pandit in the mandir. One of them said, Mujhe Hindu banna hai. Where he had studied? He had studied in one Darul Uloom. He had studied in one Darul Uloom, and he said,
That pandit got very, very cross. He saying, "Tumko, you know, what's wrong with you? You know, you got Islam and everything." And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it such, I'm not going into the details of that. This pandit, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him hidayat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him hidayat and he became who? He went out in Jamaat. His name was Muhammad. I think he's still living, yeah? Inshallah ta'ala. Yes, I think he's still living. And he says that while he's in Jamaat, 10 times he saw Huzur Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his dream. 10 times he saw Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his dream. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala graced him like that because of his respect for Allah and his Rasul. That person who became a Hindu, he says the reason why he became a Hindu is that one day he was ill-treated his mother so much, he kicked his mother. So because he kicked his mother, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed him what happened to him in this dunya. Don't underestimate, don't look down upon anybody. Right, this is a very, very serious thing. That if you're going to ever underestimate or look down upon anybody, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inna rabbaka labil mirsad. Allah ta'ala, your Rabb, is there to snatch you and to get hold of you. Allah ta'ala, save us and protect us. So, brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made us these. You know, we are very, very fortunate. Make a lot of shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us good companionships. The companions. And our Hazrat Mawlana Haji Muhammad Farooq Sahib rahmatullah alayh, he used to say, ke bhai, tumhari zindagi mein tumhara koi dost nahi hona chahiye. Tumhara dost sirf tumhara shaykh. Your friend must be your shaykh. Aur auraton mein tumhara dost jo hai, tumhari ahliya, tumhari biwi. Not anybody else. This is, tumhara dost jo hai, tumhara shaykh, aur auraton mein tumhari ahliya, tumhari biwi. Then I'll finish off with this. Just now will be Maghrib time, inshallah ta'ala. As I mentioned, the story of two people, actually, husband and wife sitting. And now they're sitting and they're eating, and there was a roast. A beggar comes and knocks at the door. So the husband tells the wife, okay, take a piece from here and go and give it to that beggar. The wife takes and goes to the door. When she goes, she sees that person who, the beggar, she screamed and she fell down. She screamed and she fainted. Cha. Husband came running. What happened? Say, no, the beggar was here. That was my ex-husband. Like how I'm sitting with you, one time I was sitting with him and eating like this. We had everything. We had everything that you can think of. But we were ungrateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was ungrateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He chased that beggar away. وَأَمَّا السَّائِلَ فَلَا تَنْهَرْ. Quran Pak is very, very emphatic. Normally when you're chasing the person at your door, when he comes and you're chasing him away, then it happens that you are chasing him away, not just chasing him away, you are chasing him away with tahqir. So he doesn't say that if you don't want to give him, don't give him. Give him some du'as and buy a du'a. I don't have anything to give you. There won't be any lies in that. But I don't want to give you. That means I don't have anything to. That means I don't want to. Like sometimes, Hazrat once mentioned this also, that koi aaye tumhare paas parz lene ke liye. He comes and for a loan by you. Now this is not, now to give a loan is so much of sawab, so much reward. Where you are, I'm not saying that it is something now, you take it, cut a blank. But for those people now, sometimes you find certain people come, and you know that this person will abuse the money and things like that. So, and he'll come for you, to you. Well, if you want to give him some rands or something and tell him, no, don't worry about loan, just take this and it's for you. Otherwise, tell him, nah, mere paas nahi hai. Matlab ye ke mere paas tumhe dene ke liye nahi hai. Matlab ye ke, doesn't mean that I don't have in my possession, but I don't have to give to you, I don't have anything to waste. I know that if I give to you, it will go to waste. So this man is
His wife fainted. She comes and crying to the husband and saying, "No, that man was." So the husband says, "Yes, the beggar who came before to the door, I was the one." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it such that his wealth went away, his properties went away, everything went away. And the time came that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala snatched everything away. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that in the Quran Pak also. مَثَلًا قَرْيَةً كَانَتْ آمِنَةً مُطْمَئِنَّةً يَأْتِيهَا رِزْقُهَا رَغَدًا مِنْ كُلِّ مَكَانٍ فَكَفَرَتْ بِعَنْعُمِ اللَّهِ. They made kufran and amat. They were ungrateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are many ways that we are ungrateful to Allah ta'ala. We don't make namaz, that is also showing ingratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we are not obedient to Allah ta'ala, that is also ingratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what we need to do is make a lot of tawbah, istighfar, and show gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Ya Allah, whatever namaz you have given to us, Ya Rahman Rahim, whatever gifts you have given to us, Ya Allah, you may give us topic to make shukr upon that. And whatever has been said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is through the barakat of all those who are sitting here, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whatever has been said, accept it and make it beneficial for myself also. Make it a means of najat for all of us, and make us a means of our mashayikh. Allah ta'ala and our parents and all of them, Allah ta'ala fill their qabars with nur, and Allah ta'ala forgive them. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. How many minutes left for Azan? 2 minutes. Astaghfirullah al-Azim. Alladhi la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyu al-qayyum wa atubu ilayh. Astaghfirullah al-Azim. Alladhi la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyu al-qayyum wa atubu ilayh. نستغفرك اللهم ربنا ونتوب إليك نستغفرك اللهم ربنا ونتوب إليك اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا مولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ونبينا مولانا محمد وبارك وسلم جزى الله عنا نبينا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو أهله اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين ربنا لا تجعلنا فتنة للقوم الظالمين ونجنا برحمتك من القوم الكافرين اللهم إنا نجعلك في نحورهم ونعوذ بك من شرورهم اللهم إنا نجعلك في نحورهم ونعوذ بك من شرورهم اللهم عافنا واعف عنا اللهم استر عوراتنا وآمن روعاتنا اللهم إنا نسألك تمام الوضوء وتمام الصلاة وتمام رضوانك وتمام مغفرتك اللهم إنا نسألك تمام الوضوء وتمام الصلاة وتمام رضوانك وتمام مغفرتك يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم برحمتك يا یہ دعا جو ہے حضرت شیخ رحمۃ اللہ علیہ اس کو پڑھتے رہتے تھے وضو سے پہلے. اللہم انی اسألک تمام الوضو تمام الصلاۃ تمام رضوانی کا و تمام مغفرت. حضرت شیخ مولانا محمد زکریا صاحب رحمۃ اللہ علیہ. یہ بحالہ بحوالہ مولوی یوسف مطالعہ صاحب مد ذمہ ہوں.